ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 阅读《圣典·国家马坛》第一篇第五章的第十节是
那
那
yat
yat
vacha
vacha
chitra padam
chitra padam
hare
hare
yasha
yasha
jagat
jagat
pavitram
pavitram
pagmita
pagmita
kardichit
kardichit
tat
tat
vayasam
vayasam
tirtam
tirtam
ushanti
ushanti
manasa
manasa
na
na
yatra
yatra
hansa
hansa
niramanti
niramanti
ushikshaya
ushikshaya
Nayadvachas chitrapadam harir yaso
Nayadvachas chitrapadam harir yaso
Nayadvachas chitrapadam harir yaso
Nayadvachas chitrapadam harir yaso
Jagat pavitram praganita kahichit
Jagat pavitram praganita kahichit
Jagat pavitram pragranita kahichit
Jagat pavitram pragranita kahichit
Tadvayasam tirtam ushanti manasa
Tadvayasam tirtam ushanti manasa
Tadvayasam tirtam ushanti manasa
Tadvayasam tirtam ushanti manasa
Nayatra hamsa nirvamanti shikshaya
Nayatra hamsa nirvamanti shikshaya
Nayatra hamsa nirvamanti shikshaya
Nayatra hamsa nirvamanti shikshaya Shikshaya
You put the Y with the Ushik Nirmat Yushik Kshaya Nayatra Hamsa Nirmamant Yushik Kshaya
Energy.
We combine the two. Nayadvachas chitrapadam harir yaso
Nayadvachas chitrapadam harir yaso
Jagat pavitram praganita kahichit
Jagat pavitram praganita kahichit
Tadvayasam tirtam ushanti manasa
Tadvayasam tirtam ushanti manasa
Nayatra hamsa nirmamant yushikshaya Nayatvachas chitrapadam harir yaso
Nayatvachas chitrapadam harir yaso
Jagat pavitram praganita kahichit
Jagat pavitram praganita kahichit
Tadvayasam tirtam ushanti manasa
Tadvayasam tirtam ushanti manasa
Nayatra hamsa nirmamanti shikshaya
Nayatra hamsa nirmamanti shikshaya Nayadvachas chitrapadam harir yaso
Nayadvachas chitrapadam harir yaso
Manchagat pavitram Pragrinita Kadichi
Jagat Pavitram Pragrinita Kadichi
Tathāya Sankhya Tamu Shanti Manasa
Tathāya Sankhya Tamu Shanti Manasa
Nayatra Hamsa Niramanchi Shikshaya
Nayatra Hamsa Niramanchi Shikshaya
Ayava chastita citra padam hariyasho
Ayava chastita padam hariyasho
Dirga parvitam parkanta kachi kachichi
Dirga parvitam parkanta kachichi
Tabayasam Tirtham Bhusa Sati Manasa
Tathāyasam Tirtham Shanti Manasa
Dayatra Hamsa Nidvamas Tya Ushikshaya
Dayatra Hamsa Nidvamas Ushikshaya
Na
na bu
bu
yat
yat
na
na vacha
vacha 言辞
言辞 citra padam
citra padam 装饰
装饰 hari
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 至尊主的
至尊主的亚沙
亚沙荣耀
荣耀
加格
加格宇宙
宇宙巴比
冈巴比冈圣化
圣化
圣化
普拉格尼特
普拉格尼特描述
描述
卡里奇
卡里奇差不多没有
差不多没有
that
that 那
那
瓦耶桑，
瓦耶桑，乌鸦，
乌鸦，
铁汤，
铁汤，朝圣的地方，
朝圣的地方，
乌山梯，
乌山梯，响，
响，
玛纳萨，
玛纳萨，圣洁的人，
圣洁的人，
那，
那，不，
不，
亚特拉，
亚特拉，那里，
那里。
恒沙，
恒沙，完美的人，
完美的人。
涅罗曼提，
涅罗曼提，取悦于，
取悦于。
乌西沙亚，
乌西沙亚，那些住在超然居所的人，
那些住在超然居所的人。
译文和要旨由圣恩 A.C. 巴提韦丹的斯万康帕德译文。一人至尊主独自一人就能使整个宇宙的气氛神圣化，因此在品德高尚的人看来，那些没有描述至尊主荣耀的言辞就像乌鸦游荡的地方。绝对完美的人因为都住在超然的居所，所以从不到那里去寻找快乐。要知乌鸦和天鹅是两类不同的飞禽，因为他们的心态不同。功利性活动者或受制于激情属性的人被比喻为是乌鸦，相反绝对完美的圣人被比喻为是天鹅。乌鸦在垃圾堆中找寻快乐，同样受制于激情属性的功利性活动者喜欢酒、女人和进行粗俗感官享乐的地方，天鹅不去乌鸦聚会的地方寻找快乐，而喜欢去自然景色优美的环境，那里有点缀着绚丽多彩的莲花的池塘，池塘中的水清澈见底，这就是天鹅与乌鸦这两种飞禽的区别。大自然安排不同的生物体有不同的心态，要使它们一样是不可能的。同样道理，心态不同的人所喜欢的文学作品也不同，市场上充斥的文学作品几乎都是有乌鸦般心态的人所喜欢的，其内容都是些围绕感官话题的垃圾。那些内容通常被称为世俗的谈论，
都是与粗糙的肉身及精微的心念有关的话题。那些话题用经过装饰的语言加以叙述，充满了世俗的名语和隐喻。那些文学作品中虽然用尽花样繁多的写作手法，但却从不赞美至尊主。那类诗歌散文无论谈的内容是什么，都被视为是对死尸的装饰。那种无生命的文学作品被灵性将死的人认为是快乐的泉源，但被比作天鹅的灵性进步之人却不喜欢看。那种受制于激情和愚昧属性的文学作品在贴上不同的标签后被贩售，可是由于他们无法满足人的灵性渴望，天鹅般的灵性进步之人对他们不屑一顾。灵性进步之人总是自觉自愿地为至尊主做超然的奉爱服务，并始终保持这种灵性的水准，因此又被称为圣人 Manasa。 始终保持这种标准的灵修之人自然而然不再为粗糙的躯体感官享乐而从事功利性活动，不再任由以自我为中心的精微物质心智进行主观推测。对着眼于感官享乐的物质进步乐此不彼的文学家、科学家、世俗诗人、哲学家和政治家都是受物质能量操纵的玩偶。他们喜欢在扔弃置物的垃圾堆中寻找快乐。按照 Sridhar Swami 的说法，那是嫖妓之人的快乐。然而掌握人类活动之精华的至尊天鹅们都欣赏描述至尊主荣耀的文献。
Namaste Sarasaya Devi Ramana Kishanani Vishesha Samyavani Pasta Chidasitari Hare Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Ki Advaita Gadadhara Vaishya Vasudeva Vaakya Namah. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Narada Muni is continuing his instructions to Vyasadeva.
Narada Muni 呢继续指教导指示圣 Vyasadeva.
And he's explaining why Srimad Bhagavatam is so important.
他解释这个圣典国家瓦坛为什么那么重要。
And why Srila Vyasadeva should compile this Srimad Bhagavatam for the benefit of humankind.
圣维阿瑟德为什么要为了人类的利益而去编纂圣典国家瓦坛？
Explains that Srila Vyasadeva will feel satisfied when he does, when he gives that which is most beneficial to all human beings, to all living entities.
他解释说，如果这个圣维阿瑟德如果能够把圣典国家瓦坛给予所有的生物体的话，他就能够感到心满意足。
Vyasadeva was feeling not so good. He was feeling despondent.
这个圣维阿瑟德夫呢，当时他感到心情不是那么的好。
He tried to give something for the benefit of human society, but he didn't give them that which was most important.
他当时呢，想给予人类就是重要的东西，能够就是利益众生的东西，但是呢，他却没有把最重要的东西给予人类。
And this was the root cause of his dissatisfaction. This was the root cause of his dissatisfaction.
这个是他的内心感到不满足的根源。
Similarly, there's also the root cause of the dissatisfaction of everyone in the material world.
同样的道理，也是所有的物质世界里所有的人感到不满足的根源。
Because we're always trying to satisfy others, but we can't fully satisfy them unless we give them Krishna.
因为我们总是想要去满足其他人，但是除非我们给他们 Krishna， 否则我们不可能真正的满足他人。
Even though we may make so many sacrifices to satisfy others,
哪怕是我们就是说，牺牲了很多，试图去满足其他人。
still we can't satisfy them unless we make the highest sacrifice of giving them Krishna.
但是如果我们不把这个就是不做出最高的牺牲，也就是把 Krishna 给予人们的话，仍然人们是不会感到满足的。
But because our constitutional nature is to satisfy others.
由于我们原本的这个状态就是是去满足其他人。
We can't be satisfied.
我们也可以感到我们的感到满足，不感到满足。
Because we can't satisfy others by not without giving them Krishna.
由于我们不能够把 Krishna 给予他人，因此我们也不会感到满足。
So this is the root cause of dissatisfaction for everyone in the material world.
所以呢，这个是在物质世界里任何一个人都不感到满足的那个根源之所在。
Vyasadeva was similarly feeling dissatisfied, even though he had compiled so many Vedic literatures.
同样的道理，圣维阿塞代夫尽管编纂了那么多的伟达文献，但是呢，他还是感到不满足。
And made personal sacrifices for the welfare of human society.
啊，他呢为了这个人类的利益，曾经做出了很多这种个人的牺牲。
So therefore, Narada Muni said to Vyasadeva, "Simply give them Krishna."
所以呢，这个拿德穆尼他就跟那个圣维阿萨德夫就说，你只要把 Krishna 给予人们就可以了。
Why have you decorated all of these scriptures with so many different subject matters?
你为什么要用那么多不同的主题来去装饰这个经典呢？
In fact, it's described here that there are all these subject matters which are not directly connected to the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, compared to be like ornaments on the dead body.
啊，就所以呢，在这里面就说了，就是说不能够就是说直接的把人引向至尊主的这样的那些个描述，实际上就像在给尸体做装饰一样。
Bhagavad Bhakti Hina Sya Jati Shastram Shabastapa Aparnasiva Dehanam Vandanam Lokaranjanam. For a person who is devoid of devotional service to Krishna, then knowledge of the Vedic literatures, birth in a great family or nation.
啊，就是说，如果不去做奉爱服务的人，那么哪怕他是就是说，出生在什么高贵的家庭啊，好的国家里头 ，nation 的，精通经典的话。
Chanting of Vedic mantras.
啊，哪怕他去吟诵吟唱那个伟达的 mantra.
And the performance of all kinds of austerities.
哪怕他是从事各种各样的苦行。
They are all simply considered to be like ornaments on a dead body.
所有的这些个活动，只要他跟 Krishna 没有关系的话，都被认为实际上是在给那个史诗在做装饰。
They simply serve the concocted pleasures of the general populace.
这个呢，就是说，只是给那个大众。
It serves the concocted pleasures of the general population.
也就是说，只是给大众的那些个俗世的那个那些个念头添加一些个资料而已。
Same principle as being.
就是让他们去高兴，对吧？我刚才写错了。
Same principle as being discussed in this verse.
那这一节诗里呢，也谈到了同样的这个原则。
Everyone has their own concoctions, mental concoctions about how to derive pleasure.
每一个人呢，他都有这种他自己的想法，怎么样能够得到快乐的一些想法。
And this verse says, even if you study Vedic literatures.
那在这节诗中就说，哪怕你是在研究伟达经典。
Even if you chant Vedic mantras.
哪怕你是就是吟诵这个伟达的 mantra.
Even if you get a very high birth.
哪怕你是出生在高贵的家庭。
Or even if you perform all kinds of austerities,
哪怕你是从事各种各样的苦行，
if there is no devotion,
如果没有奉爱的话，
it's like an ornament on a dead body,
就像是在死尸上做装饰的。
What is the value of an ornament on a dead body?
所以说，在死尸上所有的那些装点的东西有什么样的价值呢？
The body is dead, therefore, simply to ornament it doesn't do any help for the body.
那个身体已经死了，你去装点它、装饰它，对这个死尸没有任何帮助。
It's like one time I remember many years ago in America.
他说我记得好多年前在美国。
There was a very famous gangster.
有一个很著名的这个 what is gangster?
Gangster?
流氓。
Gangster is the
黑手党，黑手党。Mafia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And he said, He says, when I die, I want to die with my hands filled with $100 bills.
他说那个黑手党就说了，我要是死的话，我希望我这个手里头握的就是成千上百万的钱。
So he was killed.
他后来被杀死了。
All of his gangster friends, they put him in his coffin with his hands filled with $100 bills.
结果呢，他的那些个所有的黑手党的那些朋友，把他放在那个棺材里头，然后在他的手里头就放了很多很多的钱。
And they buried him in the ground.
啊，然后就把他埋到地下去了。
So this is like an ornament on the dead body.
所以这个就像是给这个死尸装点一样。
What is its value? Does one could derive any pleasure from such ornaments?
So, 他这个人，他能够通过这样的一种装饰给他放钱，他就能够感到满足吗？
In the same way, even if we know the Vedic literatures,
同样的道理，即使是我们知道了这个伟达文献，
but if there's no devotion,
但是如果一点没有奉爱之情的话，
if we perform austerities, but there's no devotion,
如果我们从事苦行，但是没有一点奉爱之情，
it has the same value.
那么我们得到的结果是一样的。
Devotion is what has the most value in life.
实际上，在我们的生命当中，奉爱之情才是最有价值的东西。
Therefore, one has to understand what is it that provides the greatest value.
所以我们必须要明白，这个人的一生当中，生命当中真正珍贵的东西是什么。
Therefore, Narada Muni understood this principle when he was explaining to Vyasadeva.
那 Narada Muni 呢？他了解这一原则，因此他把这一原则呢就解释给 Vyasadeva 听。
And therefore, he said, "You should give them that which is most valuable."
所以他才跟这个维亚瑟蒂夫说，你应该把这个最有价值的东西给予人们。
That which is most necessary for life.
那就是生命当中最需要的东西。
Give them Krishna.
给他们 Krishna.
If you give them Krishna, they'll be happy.
如果你把 Krishna 给他们，他们就会快乐。
And even if they come in contact with Krishna for a moment.
哪怕他们跟 Krishna 接触一瞬间。
Then their spiritual life will begin.
他们的灵性生活就开始了。
So, this is the nature of topics about Krishna.
所以这个呢，就是有关 Krishna 的话题的这个本质。
The best way to give others Krishna is introduce them to the topics of Krishna.
那给人们 Krishna 最好的方式，就是给人们介，就是给人们讲述有关 Krishna 的话题。
It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
在圣典国家瓦坛中说明。
Prayena munayora jan nibita viti sevita nagonya staramante smagu nanukata nevare. That the topmost transcendentalists,
最高级的超然主义者,
they derive their pleasure by discussing the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
他们通过谈论至尊主的超然的这些娱乐活动而取得快乐。
This is how to really become fully satisfied.
这个才是真正的怎么能够让人感到心满意足。
Only such topics can fully satisfy the self.
只有这样的话题才能够满足自我。
It is also stated by Sukadeva Goswami.
圣苏格德夫·狗斯瓦米也说
Paramahansas, devotees who have accepted the essence of life.
至尊主这个至尊天鹅这个奉献者，他们所具有的生活生命的精华。他们呢，发自内心的接受 Krishna。
Who is the aim of their life?
那 Krishna 就是他们的生命的最高目标。
It is their nature to talk of Krishna as if some subjects were newer and newer and newer.
那么就是谈论 Krishna 的。那种性质呢，就是说你是越谈越感到新鲜，越谈越感到新鲜。谈 Krishna 是这样的一种感觉。
Such persons are attracted to speaking about Krishna in the same way as materialists are attracted to speaking about topics related to women and sex.
那么这样的超然主义者呢，他们受谈论有关 Krishna 的话题的吸引，但是呢，这个物质主义者他们却受这个谈论什么女人啊、性啊等等这些个话题的吸引。
So this describes Sukadeva Goswami is explaining the nature of the devotee of the Lord. Who always speaks about Krishna?
那苏格林格斯瓦米就这样描述了至尊主的奉献者他们的本性，他们一直不断的在谈论有关 Krishna。
They are spontaneously attracted to speaking about Krishna。
他们是这种发自内心的、不由自主的受谈论 Krishna 的话题的吸引。
And that satisfies the self。
而这个呢，确实是真的能够满足自我。
This is the only way the self can become really satisfied。
这是自我真正感到满足的这个方式。唯一的方式。
Because it gives one a higher pleasure.
因为这个给予人更高级的快乐。
We have to derive this pleasure by talking about Krishna.
我们必须通过谈论有关 Krishna， 通过谈论他来得到快乐。
Although it is highly pleasurable for the Paramahansas.
尽管呢，这个是对于至尊天鹅奉献者们那个最好的得到快乐的方式。
For those who are not on the topmost platform, it's still not.This still does not provide them complete pleasure.
但是呢，对于那些个就是没有在那个层面的那些人，也还是能够通过谈论 Krishna 的话题得到快乐。
This
不给他们完全的，
就没有得到完全的快乐，但是还有。
Rupa Goswami explains in his Upadesha Gita.
Rupa Goswami 在教诲的甘露里说。
That the holy name.Activities and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are all transcendentally sweet, just like sugar.
那至尊主的名字、活动、形象等等的是那么的甜美，就像糖一样的甜美。
But one who has been afflicted by the jaundice of the vidya cannot taste anything sweet.
但是呢，那些个就是说被心意动荡不定、被物质所吸引的人，他们却品尝不到这样的快乐。
一切就被无知的这个肝炎、肝脏病
啊，那些对无知的肝炎所苦的人，品尝不到这样的快乐。
钱的就会了。
Therefore, it is very wonderful.
因此，这个是非常甜美的，非常好的。
One very carefully every day chants these sweet names of the Lord.
所以说呢，每一个人都应该每一天都应该吟诵吟唱至尊主的这样的甜美的名字。
Then a very natural attraction will awaken within the tongue.
那么就是说，这个自然的那种吸引力就会被这个舌头的这样的震动而唤醒出来。
And the disease of jaundice and the vidya will be destroyed at the root.
那无知的黄疸病呢，就会被这样的一种活动最后连根去除掉。
But I always use this analogy.
啪啪的总是用这样的一个例子。
When a person has jaundice, he requires sugar for treatment.
有黄疸病的人，他需要有糖，就是甘蔗糖来治疗。
But for a person who has jaundice, sugar tastes very, very bitter.
但是呢，对于生了黄疸病的人，当他开始吃那个甘蔗糖的时候，他会觉得非常的苦。
But sugar is naturally sweet.
但实际上糖本身它是甜的。
Why does it taste bitter?
为什么那个黄疸病的人会吃出苦味呢？
It tastes bitter because we are diseased.
之所以我们吃出来的味道是苦的，是因为生病。
But sugar is the cure for jaundice.
但是呢，这个蔗糖它是专门治疗黄疸病的。
Therefore, we have to take the sugar.
因此我们必须要吃这个糖。
Even though it tastes very bitter because we are diseased.
哪怕是因为我们生病，因此我们吃这个糖的时候感到很苦。
And gradually it will become sweet as we become cured.
那随着我们不断的吃，那我们的病情越来越好，我们就品尝到这个蔗糖会越来越甜。
If we don't take our medicine, we will not become cured.
如果我们不去吃药的话，我们永远都不会治好病。
We will remain continuously diseased.
我们就会一直不断的是处在生病的状态中。
And the disease condition is the symptom of the one who's in the disease condition is he's still very much attracted to talking about subjects which have no relationship with Krishna.
那个一个人他生病的那个状态是，只要他还是一直不断的受那种跟 Krishna 的话题没有关系的那种话题的吸引的话，他就是生病的状态。
Therefore, one has to take medicine.
因此，人必须要吃药。
That is what Narada Muni is telling Vyasadeva.
这就是 Narada Muni 告诉 Vyasadeva.
He's telling to give everyone the right medicine.
他说给所有的人正确的药去吃。
Later in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami said to Parikshit Maharaj, he said the subject matter of the Srimad Bhagavatam is the right medicine for persons who are undergoing repeated birth and death in the material world.
那个 Sukadeva Goswami 在圣典国家瓦坛的后面就跟 Parikshit 王就说，这个讲有关这个 Krishna 的这些个话题，才是让人们能够治疗生老病死痛苦的正确的药。
Therefore, who will fail to hear this message except a butcher or one who is killing his own self?
那这个如果不去这么做的人，被视为是一个屠夫，他因为在杀死真正的自我。
So that is what Narada Muni is saying here.
这个就是 Narada Muni 在这儿说的教导的内容。
He said, "Please do not use words to describe." Activities which have no connection with Krishna.
他就说，请不要去用那些个，就是请不要去描述跟 Krishna 没有直接关系的，去不要用那些言辞。
Such words are considered by saintly persons to be like a place of pilgrimage for crows.
这样的言辞对于这个品德高尚的人看来呢，就像乌鸦游荡的地方。
Crows are very much attracted to going where there's garbage.
那个乌鸦他们是特别受这个垃圾堆的吸引的。
And swans are always very much attracted to being in very nice, clean places.
而天鹅呢，总是特别喜欢优美、清洁的地方。
So he said, therefore, do not give literatures which are places of pilgrimage for crows.
所以呢，他就说，千万不要去写那些个乌鸦游荡的那样的一些个文学。
But give literatures for those who are swan-like.
希望呢，他写一些个天鹅可以在其中嬉戏的文学。
And the Srimad Bhagavatam was meant for swan-like men and women.
而圣典国家瓦坛就是天鹅可以在此中嬉戏的文学。
Therefore, every day we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam.
因此，每一天我们都应该聆听圣典国家瓦坛。
And take our medicine.
然后吃我们的药。